The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
And welcome to Radio Friends on Thursday, March the 22nd. We got two topics today, PetNet. Many of you have heard about PetNet. And also we're going to talk about TEDx. All right, let's start with TEDx, first of all. Keith Polate.
Hey,
Keith Polate from the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Good to have you here.
Thanks, Paul.
Now, you know, we at the end of each one of these segments, we say Travis McMillan from the Reynolds Journalism Institute is our director.
The great Travis.
So, yeah.
Yes.
Some people may not be aware what the Reynolds Journalism Institute is.
RJI is an advanced journalism research facility. And so what we are about is finding solutions and problem solving and new methods for making money at journalism. So it's an amazing place to work.
Oh, it is. Yeah. And you've got a little television studio down here, and we're so fortunate to be able to do Radio Friends.
We love having you here.
At the Reynolds Journalism Institute, and that's how we say we're doing a vodcast, because you can go to kbia.org and you can watch this. It's like a little mini television show on the radio.
We love having you here.
I really enjoy being down here, too. But tell us about TEDx.
Sure.
TEDx.
TEDx is a independently organized version of TED Talks.
TED Talks. What is TED Talks?
TED Talks. If you go to TED.com, you'll see. But the TED Talks started in 1984 in the San Francisco Bay Area, and it gathers amazing people to share information. But the speakers are allowed only 18 minutes to speak. And the people in the room, you can have a president of a country saying next to a rapper, saying next to a poet laureate. It's an amazing thing. And the whole purpose is to share ideas worth spreading. And so,
is this done online?
Yes, it is. And you go to TED.com, you'll be blown away what's there.
So right now, if people go to
TED.com.
www.TED.com.
Correct.
You can watch what's going on.
Oh, yeah, they're all recorded. And it's amazing talks. And so what TEDx is allows us to do a local version of a TED Talk.
Which you're doing down here.
Which we're going to be doing on April 14th. And if you go, we're going to have to ask people to sign up to participate, because our license for this version is only limited to 100 people. So we're going to have to curate who's in that room. And so it's going to be very special to be able to get in there. But we will be streaming the event. But all the information is at tedx.missouri.edu.
Okay. So if you go to tedx.missouri.edu.
Correct.
People can find out how to sign up
for the
event.
That's right. And we'll
now,
have
who can sign up for this event?
Anybody. And it's for the community. We really want, we're trying to get a good mix of people from around the Columbia area.
And they speak for 18 minutes?
Not everybody, no. Those are the participants. And then we're going to have probably 8 to 15 speakers. And then they will be supported by videos. So right now we have a talk on kind of the secret life of plants. Oh. We have a talk on autism.
Okay.
But it's really about the theme of this TEDx event at MU is innovation through collaboration. So we're really trying to engage the community to share information back and forth. The event itself is being put together completely by students, amazing students. If the community only knew how talented these students are, they will. But phenomenal. We really want everyone to participate, whether they can be in the room or not. We're going to be streaming the event, and you can see that stream if you go to tedx.missouri.edu. And we actually are going to have a watch party that April 14th. That's a Saturday. The event will be
here, down here?
No, actually, it's going to be at the Shack.
Okay.
The Student Center.
Okay.
But the event will be from 3 to 6. It'll be from 9 to 3, sorry.
9 to 3.
9 to 3. It's going to be a long event.
At the Shack.
Yep, but you can watch it anywhere you have a computer and internet access.
All right. Keith, thank you so much.
Thank you, Paul.
I didn't realize all this was going on around us.
All this hoopla. Here. Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
At the Reynolds Journalism Institute.
Exactly.
Thank you so much. Good to have you on Radio Friends. And thank you for allowing us to be down here, too.
Anytime. Thank you, Paul.
Facility. Now we turn to Ian Thomas. From PetNet Coalition.
Paul.
Good to have you here, Ian.
Good to be
and
here.
He's talking, you know, Keith was talking about all the amazing electronical things.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about something pretty simple, just getting around on our own power.
Well, PedNet's goal is to encourage people to use healthy and sustainable modes of transportation, which is a dramatic change for a lot of communities in the United States where the car is a very staple part of people's transportation behaviors. And actually making those changes in a community, I think, can use some of the theories that go in and the philosophy of the TED Talks. And I actually saw a TED Talk from the Bronx recently. Somebody sent me a link.
So you knew what he was talking about.
I did know, yeah. Only recently I just came across it. And I was really impressed at the person that gave a talk about community equity in the Bronx and some of the programs going on and for young people.
Well, maybe PetNet should be a part of the TEDx.
I think we'd love to be. Absolutely.
Sure. Okay. Will you sign him up?
Sure. he just has to go to
TEDx.Missouri.
Actually, yes, TEDx.Missouri.edu.
Great.
And if we can't do it this year, we're going to be doing many more next year.
Great.
Okay. All right.
Well, we are actually holding an event related to public transport, which has some aspects in common with the TEDx events. We're holding what we're calling a community conversation about transit.
Okay.
But actually, by the time this broadcasts, it will be in the past.
So it's already happened.
We held two community conversations about transit at the end of February and in mid-March.
Yeah.
They were hosted by Fred Schmidt and then Barbara Hoppe, two of our city council members.
But the thing is, what's happening with PedNet is you're getting the information out to people about how important it is that we not be solely relying on the automobile to get around.
Just as investment advisors tell you to diversify your portfolio, we are not very diversified as a community in terms of our transportation options. We are very reliant on one single mode, the private automobile, and that doesn't make us resilient as a community. Gas prices are going up.
Yeah.
We're having a real struggle to pay for the roads, to avoid too much congestion, to find places for people to park all their cars.
Why do you think more people don't ride the bus?
Well, right now, because the bus service is a very poor bus service, because the budget that Columbia Transit has to work with is chicken feed. Mm-hmm. And if you compare what we have to some other Midwest college towns, such as Ames, Iowa, Lawrence, Kansas, Champaign, Urbana in Illinois, we're getting maybe a fifth or a quarter of the budgets that they have to work with. Mm-hmm. Those systems work really well, and the key to it is partnering with the university in each of those towns. Mm-hmm. In each of those towns, the students pay an activity fee, and then they travel anywhere in the town.
They're talking about something like that here.
They
correct?
Are. They
all
are.
Right. But if people want more information about PedNet, they want to be a part of your organization, how do they do that?
Our website is pednet.org,
okay.
And our current public transit campaign is pednet.org/comet.
Okay.
And comet is our campaign here. It's Columbians for Modern Efficient Transit.
You got it. Ian Thomas, thank you so much for coming
thank
by.
Thank you, Paul.
Okay, my pleasure. Tomorrow, Larry Brown is our guest and our program directed by Travis McMillan right here at the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer, guest coordinator, Uncle James Moser. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.